As residents of West Virginia line up for bottled water, many like Chase Tavares want to know why there was no state oversight of the chemical company that contaminated the local drinking water.
As far as what I understand, if it would have been inspected, I guess 23, 26 years it hasn't been inspected, so if it have been certified every year like they're supposed to do, then we could have avoided this whole situation.
Nearly a week after a storage tank at a Freedom Industry site leaked chemicals into the Elk River, clean tap water is slowly being restored to affected areas. The chemical, which is used to process coal, leaked near the biggest water treatment plant in the state. West Virginia Governor Earl Ray Tomlin has promised a full investigation into the accident. Environmentalists have been critical of the state's handling of smaller-scale incidents in the past, including a 2008 explosion at a chemical plant that killed two workers. Bill Price is an activist with the Sierra Club.
There was a report by the Chemical Safety Board of recommendations that the state government should take in order to protect the citizens from this type of an accident again. And none of those recommendations have been passed.
This region has a large concentration of chemical companies. Many are connected to the coal industry, which dominates West Virginia's economy. Governor Tomlin said the recent chemical spill is not the fault of the coal industry.
This was not a coal company. This was a chemical supplier that where the leak occurred. You know, as far as I know, there was no coal mines within miles of this particular incident.
But Price and other environmentalists say pollution from coal mining has contaminated many local water sources, forcing rural communities to rely on water piped in from Charleston, the state capital.
When the governor, for instance, says that this is not a coal issue, that's not true. This is very much related to the ongoing pollution of the coal industry in southern West Virginia counties that has created the condition that has allowed this spill to affect so many people.
Neither the company involved in the chemical spill nor the West Virginia Coal Association have made any public comments about the accident. But Price says the lack of regulation and enforcement in the state is very much connected to the political power of coal in West Virginia. Brian Patton, VOA News, Charleston.